I would like to speak about the strategic dialogue that took place between the United States and Israel in the last 2 years. Yesterday we accomplished the third dialogue with our counterparts from the US. We had a very good meeting and a very good discussion. I would like to tell you that speaking about the Iranian threat, we set up a strategic approach to stop the Iranian nuclear capability, to stop them to have a nuclear capability. And Mr. Nick Barnes was my partnership moving ahead and having a strategic approach based on three pillars. First, to have a united front against Iran, based on the leadership of the United States, European countries, and others. Second, sanctions, mainly financial sanctions. And third, all the options are on the table. I would like to share with you some of the conclusions of the last dialogue that was accomplished yesterday, and to say a few words about the double Iranian threat impact. We believe that the next year and a half, the general situation in our region will see the emergence of new negative forces as a danger is a new regional reality. Iran is continuing to advance toward military nuclear capability, and it's heading toward a major breakthrough. For us, such situation that Iran will have a nuclear power, it is an existential threat. And from the State of Israel point of view, it is unacceptable. Our estimation is that already by 2009, Iran will reach enrichment capability, and as soon as 2010, we'll have the option to reach at military levels. This is happening while the international situation is in a period of transition together with a global economic crisis. One thing is clear. The Iranians are continuing their policy of buying time, and so far they are succeeding. We all know that time is a decisive element in our ability to change the picture and remove the Iranian threat. And the window of influence is becoming smaller, and I believe is about to close. It is a race against time, and time is winning. We must insist on Iran's meeting the timetable set, as any flexibility will be seen by Iran as a weakness and as an opportunity to continue their strategy of buying time. I would like to add that at the same time, we must strengthen the international front and to find ways to create more pressure on Iran, focusing on its weak points. Our goal should be to create a new resolution that will lead to further sanctions against Iran and to step up the IAEA inspection. We need to make sure that there is a full implementation of Resolution 1747, which calls for a ban on weapons trade with Iran. And finally, we have to make sure that we are prepared for all options. If you want to give the diplomatic solution a chance, we must drastically increase the pressure. And even diplomacy has its limits. And I would like to make clear that we will not let that second Holocaust happen to the Jewish people once again. It is very important that we will be clear cut at this issue. We will not let that second Holocaust happen to the Jewish people once again.